many amazing artists who have come down to Graceland tonight for this special holiday show.
Lainey Wilson. Alanis Morissette.
The crowds are gone, and we have been given the keys to Graceland after dark. Can you believe this is the first time ever that live music is going to be broadcast from Elvis's home? Man, this place is beautiful this time of year. It's magical. You can feel the presence of the king himself.
It being the time of year that it is, I like to do my favorite Christmas song of all the ones I've recorded. Well,
we love it.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is...
A projection of Elvis appears on the front of the Graceland building.
Yes, I said it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. I wish I knew the words to the song. I wish I knew the words. I wish I knew the words.
Don't worry. I got you, Elvis. Elvis has always made me feel like I could step outside of the box, whether he was shaking his leg or wearing whatever he wanted. I am so excited to celebrate two of my favorite things at the same time, Elvis and Christmas. Santa Claus is back in town, baby.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on
Christmas. Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow.
Lainey Wilson performs in front of the Graceland Mansion. She sits on the back of a pickup parked in front of the mansion. She grooves next to the piano player. Two guitarists stand beside the old pickup where the drummer sits in the back. Lainey stands in a red pantsuit with a cape. The front door opens.
Welcome to Graceland. It's so special for us to have music back in the house, and I'm so excited to introduce this beautiful performance by Lana Del Rey.
Riley Keough.
And cue Lana.
In the jungle room.
Grateful. It's a dream to be here at Graceland. We're going to do a rendition of Unchained Melody, and I know that was one of Elvis's favorite covers by the Righteous Brothers, and we particularly like his performance at Rapid City, so we're going to channel that, and we hope everybody has a really great Christmas.
Alana steps up to the mic.
My love.
Smiles and bows her head. In the kitchen, Dolly Parton appears on a 1950s TV.
I love everything about Elvis, even Graceland. We all love that. But my best memory of Elvis is when Elvis was on the first time on television on the Ed Sullivan Show back when I was probably 10 years old. We didn't have a television, but me and a few of the girls sneaked off, and we sneaked through the woods, through the bushes, to look in the window of this person that did have a TV just so we could see Elvis. And that was the most magical moment I've ever seen. Never knew sex appeal, never knew what it meant to move that pelvis like Elvis till then.
Next, Kane Brown.
We're standing by.
Coming up, Post Malone, Alanis Morissette. Later, John Legend. Title, Christmas at Graceland. Archival footage shows the Graceland gates opening and young women waiting outside. Elvis drives his Cadillac onto the Treat property and up the drive. A home movie shows him in the sunshine, diving with bent legs into an outdoor pool Priscilla Presley stands on the pool deck holding a newborn. She smiles for the camera. Elvis and his family gather around a picnic table. Then they gather around a golf cart. He drives his kids around the grass property on a modified snowmobile. They catch air off a small grassy hill. Next, he rides a horse, wearing a wide white cowboy hat. Now the Graceland mansion is lit up with Christmas lights.
Lovely. Okay, so tell me when you're ready, Linda.
In the barnyard, Kane Brown stands beside a horse in a stable.
And cue Kane.
Kane Brown here. Merry Christmas. I'm at Graceland. I get to sing a beautiful Christmas song called Blue Christmas by the one and only Elvis, who is such a huge inspiration to me and was one of my Nana's favorite artists, which is also an inspiration to me. And here we go.
He strokes the horse. Outside, a band plays.
Blue Christmas without you.
He strolls through the stables.
I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Kane steps outside.
Decorations are red on a green Christmas tree.
He sits on an outdoor bench.
Won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling.
Kane strolls to the band.
That's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas or what? But I'll have a blue Christmas.
As Kane joins the musicians in the paddock, images of Elvis project onto the barn behind him. Elvis gallops on a horse, then performs in his classic black leather jacket.
You'll be doing all right with your Christmas alive. Christmas, I said, but I'll have a blue Christmas.
In the projection, Elvis wipes his brow.
Thank you, Elvis, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
In the kitchen, Riley sits with Alana Del Rey.
It's a wonderful, like, to sit and have coffee and pudding and have a chat.
How lucky are we to have a Christmas special at Graceland? That is so monumental.
Yeah, we have such wonderful people here who also love being here, which is really special. It's nice to have also the artists who are performing, like, have some kind of connection to my grandfather or...
This is like a manifestation of a dream completely come true. I think even while we were waiting, just being able to stand in the jungle room, just kind of get our feet planted. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, good vibes all the way around.
What do you do for Christmas?
So we take a whole group of, like, you know, families, mm-hmm. and we all get to cut down our perfect tree. You put it in this machine that shakes, you know, anything that could be in the tree, yeah. right out of it.
Yeah.
And then we asked if we could put my brother in the shaker.
And why do they put the tree in the shaker?
Because they shake out any leaves or little animals. And
he's 6'5".
We put him in the little tree shaker, and I'll never forget it. And they pull him out with a net, because then we put him on top of the car.
Any of you drove home?
No.
We stopped there.
Oh, okay. But it was like, you try and make it fun. What do you do with your fam now?
Well, we always would watch The Grinch on Christmas Eve. That was a tradition, I think, like my whole life. We open stockings on Christmas Eve.
Me too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody does that, maybe.
No, I just can't wait.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love Christmas.
I love Christmas too. This is amazing.
Well, I'm so grateful and thank you for being here.
I really do appreciate it.
The women hug. In a TV room, Jennifer Hudson appears on one of the many TVs.
Elvis was so fine. Oh, my God, that presence, that star power, that voice, them dance moves. I mean, that's what you call a superstar. Elvis was amazing. His gospel roots, his voice was transcending.
That's Alanis at the plane next, everyone. Then we need to stand by with the golf cart for Riley and Post.
Next, Post Malone.
Okay, we're coming to commercial in 3, 2.
Later. Title, Christmas at Graceland.
Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays to you, wherever you are on the planet. It's such a time of togetherness and feeling connection with life and each other and hopefully within ourselves too. Sending you so much love directly from us on behalf of Elvis and Lisa Marie and George Michael and all of us here directly to your hearts out there. Sending you love. Happy Holidays.
Alanis Morissette stands in front of a plane named Lisa Marie. Her band plays beneath the plane's wing on the tarmac.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kissed me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day
glow beneath the plane on the runway.
Hi, I'm Jon Bon Jovi. There's so many ways that Elvis Presley influenced me, whether it was his music, his movies, his love of family, or loyalty to his crew. He created, if you'll reminisce with me, the TCB, the lightning bolt that signified the innermost circle of Elvis's party. Many years later, I took that idea and I created this.
John holds up a jewelry box.
This little medallion is given to our innermost circle. The one that you see on the far side was the prototype. I bought it from Colonel Parker's estate. I keep it in this box to remind me of just how great the king was and always will be. Merry Christmas.
Archival black and white footage.
And a wonderful new year.
Snow covers 1950s cars. A couple gathers up some of it to throw snowballs. In the Graceland yard, Elvis and his friends build snowmen. Inside, Priscilla opens a present. Santa Claus arrives with a sack and meets Elvis's six-month-old. Elvis holds up his baby in her little red and white outfit. Outside, performers' trailers line the lot. Riley Keough waits outside in a golf cart.
How are you?
I'm good.
Post Malone kisses her and joins her in the golf cart.
How are you doing?
I'm absolutely amazing.
Good.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
I heard it's your first time at Graceland.
It absolutely is, and I'm so honored and happy to be here and ready to go. It is stunning.
It is stunning. And I heard you had an Elvis tattoo.
I do, right here.
I just heard this. Oh, on your finger.
Yes, ma'am.
Very cool, ma'am.
Very handsome.
Well, it's your first time here, and you're performing over the pool.
Badass.
Which sounds dangerous.
It does sound dangerous, I feel like, but all the cool stuff, I feel like, is always dangerous.
Good message for the kids.
Well, no, that's actually, no. There's safe stuff that's really cool, too, like paying your taxes and doing
super
your homework.
Cool. And Christmas.
And Christmas is badass, too.
Oh, my gosh, well, we're here.
Well, thank you for the drive.
All right.
Riley steers the cart just outside the pool. Post hugs her, then strolls poolside and straps on a guitar.
Okay, everybody, Post is going to take his own cue here.
Christmas trees surround the pool, lit up with Christmas lights. Post has a thick beard and his face is covered in tattoos.
My name is Austin Richard Post. I hope everybody's having a beautiful holiday and having a great night and Merry Christmas. It is so badass to be performing here at this really bitchin' pool here at Graceland. And I love you, and I love you, Elvis. Tonight, I will be performing Devil in Disguise. Thank you.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got why. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are the devil in disguise. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how. Like an angel, but I got white. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are the devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was so surprised. Heaven help me, I could. See the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got why. You're the devil in the sky. You are devil in the disguise. The devil in disguise. The devil in disguise. I love you so very much, and I love you so very much, Elvis. Have a great night and a Merry Christmas.
Post leaps into the pool with his guitar.
I told him that pool wasn't heated.
Let's go, baby!
That's rock and
roll. Somebody get him his towel.
Post grabs the diving board.
This is a fast reposition to the soundstage.
Next, the War and Treaty. Later, okay, John Legend.
Ready? Let's go, please.
Post's guitar is lifted out of the pool.
In 3, 2, 1.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Archival footage.
NBC and the Elvis Presley special.
Elvis performs.
Standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed man.
Elvis's eyes widen and he grabs his chest as he smiles.
Woo! We're out of breath. 922. Plus tax.
Got a piece of lint on your face.
Elvis's guitarist picks lint off his face and tosses it to the girls sitting nearby. Elvis rubs his lip.
Something wrong with my lip.
Elvis twitches his lip. He performs in a white suit, then in a black leather outfit. War and Treaty stand on a white glowing stage.
1968 was one of the most tumultuous years in U.S. history. The assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. here in Memphis and the ensuing civil unrest. The killing of Bobby Kennedy, the continuing turmoil of the Vietnam War, and the ongoing struggle of the civil rights movement. Against this backdrop, the 68 Elvis Comeback Special aired. And the original idea was to end with a Christmas song, but Elvis realized that was tone deaf. And so he performed If I Can Dream to implore people to remember our shared humanity in times of struggle. And it seems especially fitting to remind ourselves of that again right now.
Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Blount, Our War and Treaty.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why.
in a studio.
My Elvis story is, first of all,
Cher appears on a TV.
It was like I was in heaven, and somehow I related to him. I don't know why. I was 11. So I wanted to go and see him. He was at a place called the Pan Pacific in Los Angeles, but we were kind of poor, and my mom was like saving up, and then she surprised me. And we went to see him, and then we were sitting down, and then all the girls started jumping up and screaming on their seats, and I went, Mom, all these girls are jumping up and screaming, so can we do that? And I wasn't sure why they were doing it, but I wanted to do it. And my mom said, sure, let's jump up, get up on this seat here. So my mom and I were jumping up and down, screaming to Elvis, and I was 11. And that's my story.
Next, John Legend.
Okay, everybody, well done, thank you. It's John Legend in the chapel next after the break. Thank you.
Later, Katie Musgraves.
Good check.
Title, Christmas at Graceland. Graceland, a colonial revival-style mansion, is lit up with Christmas lights. Archival footage shows Priscilla and Elvis's wedding. The bride and groom kiss. Later, they play in their backyard in swimwear.
The happiest times I've ever had have been with my family. We all have fun together. We sit around, watch television, go to movies, and go for drives on Sunday afternoons.
A family photo shows Elvis kissing his daughter, who is about 3 years old. In the chapel, John Legend and Riley Keough light votive candles. They stand in front of a Christmas tree aglow with white fairy lights. They stand up their candles. Then they embrace. John wears a white suit. He steps around the Christmas tree.
Christmas is a time we come together as a family. It's also a time when we think about what's really important. The song I'm about to sing is especially poignant in these times. And what makes it incredibly special for me is that I get to play it and sing it right here on the piano of Elvis Presley. It's really something to think that his hands have touched these keys and that I get to sing such a special song in this moment. This is Happy Christmas, War is Over.
Choristers stand in the pews behind John.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun, the near and the dear one.
The chorus perform in long red robes.
And so this is Christmas, weak and for strong, rich and the poor ones, world is so long. So happy Christmas. Black and full white, yellow and red wine, sample the so this is Christmas. What have we done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. So happy Christmas. Hope you have fun. Here and the dear one.
this Christmas, and what have we done?
Next, okay, Casey Musgraves.
Stay focused, please, everybody. Can I confirm you have Casey standing by?
Christmas at Graceland. In the mansion in the main entryway, Casey Musgraves reads a card. She signs her name on a Christmas card. She strolls through the main entryway and out to the front porch where she stands beneath columns next to a man playing a mini baby grand piano.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Images of Elvis Presley appear on the front of the house. Casey Musgraves strolls to a Cadillac parked in front of the mansion. She climbs in the pink Cadillac and drives away from the mansion. A sign reads, "Merry Christmas to all, Elvis." As she drives toward the gates, the credits appear. Executive producers, Raj Kapoor, Katie Mullen, Ian Stewart, Colin Smeaton, Matthew Gross, Mark Rosen, Riley Keough, Gina Gammell, Joel Weinshanker, directed by Hamish Hamilton, Sam Wrench. The Cadillac drives out of the gates that are decorated with musical notes. The description for this program was provided live by Descriptive Video Works and done by myself, Sarah Mandel. On the facade of the mansion, Elvis's smiling image appears. He holds a guitar. The credits continue to appear. Copyright 2023.
Jimmy Fallon welcomes Jacob Elordi, NBC Tonight.